This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. Both leaders will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. He was received warmly by Prime Minister Modi at the airport. Our correspondent reports that India and Russia are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the declaration of their strategic partnership.
Over the last 11 years, Prime Minister Modi and President Putin have met 19 times. Annual summit is the highest institutionalized dialogue mechanism between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi received the Order of the Holy Apostle Andrew I, which is the highest Russian state honor in July last year. Bilateral trade stood at a record high of over $68 billion in 2024-25. Both leaders have set a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. The two countries are cooperating closely on Gaganyaan mission, which is India's first human spaceflight program. Consulates General of India were recently inaugurated in Kazan and Ekaterinburg. President Putin's visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two nations. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country and it is solely aimed at safeguarding the national interests of the two nations. He was talking to a TV channel ahead of his two-day visit to India. Referring to Western sanctions against Moscow, the Russian president said his country's energy cooperation with New Delhi largely remains unaffected. Rejecting Washington's objection to India procuring crude oil from Russia, Mr. Putin said, if the US has the right to buy Russian fuel, why shouldn't India have the same privilege? The Reserve Bank of India will announce its bi-monthly monetary policy today. Monetary Policy Committee or MPC of the RBI began its three-day deliberations in Mumbai on Wednesday. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra will announce the decision this morning. Some experts believe that a 25 basis point reduction in interest rate is likely to come. The meeting is taking place against the backdrop of falling inflation and rising GDP growth. The RBI has reduced key short-term lending rate by 100 basis points in three tranches beginning February this year. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has held a review meeting with Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior officials from the Ministry of Civil Aviation and IndiGo's top leadership, after the airline reported major disruptions across its network since late November 2025. During the meeting, the minister criticized the manner in which the situation has been handled by the airline. The minister also instructed the airline to proactively inform passengers of any likely cancellations well in advance and to ensure that all necessary facilities, including hotel, accommodation, where required, are provided promptly to minimize inconvenience. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four persons in connection with an organized illegal arms and ammunition trafficking case. 22 teams of the NIA conducted extensive searches at multiple locations across three states. These included 7 locations in Nalanda, Sheikhpura and Patna districts of Bihar, 13 locations in Auraya district of Uttar Pradesh and 2 locations in Kurukshetra district of Haryana. Sri Lanka's disaster toll has risen sharply, with the Disaster Management Center confirming 486 deaths and 341 people still missing. More than 1.71 lakh individuals from over 51,000 families remain displaced and sheltered in 1,231 relief centers nationwide. And in FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, India will face traditional rivals Belgium in the quarterfinals today at Egmore in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.